The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark chapter 10 verses 46 to 52. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out, saying, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up. He is calling you." So he threw off his cloak and sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Son, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I thought that as we're gathered here this morning, I'll just take a few extra minutes to do a bit of a longer sermon. Okay? Jan's nodding her head, it's okay. Jan's always very compliant. Well, it's good that we can, especially for those who have not got any email or internet connection, it was good that we could have you in here today, even though it was a small number. But for the rest of us, it's looking like the 7th of November. The Victorian government's going to open up and we'll have a proper Freedom Day, I guess, then. And I'm looking forward, it's going to be All Hallows Eve next Sunday. The proper Halloween. The proper Halloween, not this pumpkin-y, spooky thing. Yeah. As believers in Jesus, we love this story of blind Bartimaeus. It is such a precious and warm story that shows the loving, caring Jesus towards a man who has desperate needs. Here's an interesting fact. This is the only person healed by Jesus that is recorded in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, whose actual name is recorded, Bartimaeus. It's as though by the time Mark wrote his gospel, that this man had become one of the most well-known members of the early church. Maybe Bartimaeus never got tired of telling his story, and he never forgot that day when Jesus first saw him and healed him. And so here we have this true story of Bartimaeus, a person who responded well to the fact that Jesus was passing by. So let's break down this passage and see what we can learn from Bartimaeus, a person who had a dramatic life-changing engagement with Jesus Christ. So when Jesus is passing by, just like blind Bartimaeus, we must understand our need. I've been in situations as a minister where I have asked church people, "Is there anything I can pray with you about?" And many times they have gone, No, I'm good, nothing, I don't need anything, no. Maybe they didn't expect the minister to ask them that question. Maybe they were too embarrassed. Maybe they didn't have time to think, perhaps. But I wonder today, is that for you? Is that you? I wonder today, is that you? Maybe you have nothing that you need from the Lord. And so, if Jesus were to come through here and take the shortcut through our block of land like everybody else to get to the IGA, would you be content to stay in your pew and let him go by? Or would you burst the door open and go running out after him? But for the rest of us, we all have some needs. It doesn't take long to think of those needs, does it? They pop into your head. It might be economic situations. It might be medical concern that you need a healing in your body. It might be that you need help overcoming something or someone. Blind Bartimaeus understood his need, and in verse 46, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. There's three things that reveal Bartimaeus' need. The first one is that he was blind. Bartimaeus was not partially blind, he was totally blind. He had never seen the look of loving kindness in his mother's face. He could not see the low-hanging branch or be aware of the angry dog. And when the night sky of Jericho was bright with millions and millions of stars, it was darkness to him. The beauty of birds and butterflies and rainbows and flowers and trees and little children were all withheld from blind Bartimaeus. At night when he closed his eyes and in the morning when he opened them again, it was the same. Utter blackness. He was blind. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 says, "The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." There are many in our world today that are blinded to the gospel. Satan has placed on their eyes a secure blindfold so they cannot see. They live in spiritual darkness. We can quote to them John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," and it means nothing. You can tell them that Jesus is the answer, and what do? They look at you like a rabbit in the headlights, don't they? They don't get it. They are blind. Satan has blinded them. Secondly, Bartimaeus was impoverished. It said he was begging. This man was completely dependent on those who would toss him a few coins so that he could have enough food to survive for another day. He had nothing to sell. He had no service that he could perform. He was stuck. And thirdly, Bartimaeus was marginalized. He was an outsider. He was on the out, it says he was on the side of the road. And he got used to that idea that he really wasn't important and he really had no value. He was viewed as being stupid, ignorant. Actually, he was a kind of nuisance to society. Nobody saw his struggle. In fact, they didn't care. But Bartimaeus wasn't a moron. The most important thing about Bartimaeus was that he was a person created in God's image. He could think and he could reason. And he had heard about Jesus of Nazareth. Everyone was talking about this man named Jesus. The ladies had, as they passed by on their way to the market, were telling of his wonders. The men who had gathered on the street to do business were telling of the miracles Jesus was doing. Everyone had a cousin or an aunt or an uncle or a friend whose life had been transformed by Jesus. And so Bartimaeus had time to reflect on all these things. He did not witness any of the Lord's mighty miracles. He had never seen a dead person raised from the dead by just simply by the word, or lepers healed by a touch. He wasn't there when the man born blind at the pool of Siloam was healed. But he had ears that were open. And the wheels of his mind started to revolve furiously in his life of darkness. Bartimaeus took seriously the hearsay of the many conversations around him. And he put together all the wonderful information that he gathered. How could he forget such things? If only Jesus would pass by. That became his hope. That became his longing. Maybe today, as you sit here listening, maybe as you're watching online, the season you are in has been so hard. The season you are in has been so difficult, so painful. And you know your need. I encourage you to set your hope on Jesus this morning. Not the things of this world, but set your hope on Jesus. When Jesus is passing by, not only do we need to understand our need, but when Jesus passes by, we must cry out to him. If there were one message that I could get you to understand and do this morning, It is that simple truth that when we have a need, we must cry out to Jesus. I can't tell you how many times in my life that I have done that very thing. There are many things in this life that have turned out disappointing. That's just how life goes. But these are not times to get angry at God. Bartimaeus could have been very bitter and very angry about his situation, and he could have blamed God. When life hurts you, or when others hurt you, don't get bitter. Just cry out to Jesus. When you have a need in your life, cry out to Jesus. Turn to him and lift your voice. The day came in Bartimaeus' life when he heard the commotion coming down the street. He could hear the shouting of the crowds. He could hear the footsteps that seemed to shake the ground as this was not an ordinary event that happened in the streets of Jericho. He wondered what the commotion was all about. And then someone said, "It's the miracle worker. It's Jesus. He is passing by." Bartimaeus knew this was his opportunity. Let's pick it up again in verse 47. "And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.'" So blind Bartimaeus lifted up his voice and cried out. He started to shout out with passion. There's something to be said about the desire that is in the heart that translates into urgency and intensity, isn't there? There's something to be said about that desire. He shouted out, he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus was the very first word that came off of Bartimaeus' lips. "Jesus," he cried out. This was not the name chosen by Joseph, Jesus' earthly father, but it was given to the newborn Jesus by a messenger of God. Matthew 1, 21 says, "You are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." The name speaks so eloquently of who this one is and why the Father sent the Son into the world. Jesus, the name Jesus means Savior. It means salvation of the Lord. It means Yahweh saves. So Bartimaeus wanted the attention of Jesus the Savior. And he also said, "Son of David." Bartimaeus lived 30 kilometers from King David's great city of Jerusalem. He knew something about this one who was the greatest of all the kings of Judah. His mind pieced together the bits of information he knew and that he heard. Who knows how a beggar got such accurate information about Jesus? He recognized him as the Son of David. This is the one who will sit on David's throne. This is the king who would come and be part of David's lineage. But more than that, Bartimaeus cried out to the Son of David these words as well: "Have mercy on me." Bartimaeus saw himself as a guilty man, not as a victim, not someone to be pitied. In that moment, he took responsibility for his own sins, his self-pity, his pride, his lust, his greed, his short temper, his jealousy, all the sins that he had as a blind man and was guilty of. He acknowledged and said, "Have mercy on me." Yet somehow he imagined the goodness and the kindness of Jesus. This Jesus would not treat him as he deserved to be treated, not to treat him and judge him and condemn him. It was mercy that Bartimaeus sought. It was mercy that he cried out for. He said, "Have mercy on me." There's also something particularly striking about these four words. This phrase, "Have mercy on me," is found in the book of Psalms, or throughout the book of Psalms, Psalm 4, Psalm 6, Psalm 41, Psalm 51, Psalm 109, Psalm 123. That phrase is found through all of those chapters in the book of Psalm. And in every instance, the one that is being addressed is the Lord God, is Yahweh, the great I Am. The one who is being addressed is God. But Bartimaeus takes that cry from Psalms of a sinner's mercy and he directs it to the Lord Jesus. It was to Jesus he cried, "Have mercy on me." And that's why we as Christians, we as Christ followers, because of all of the fullness that of God is dwells in the body of Jesus of Nazareth. That's why we are Christians. That's who we follow. We follow the God who disguised himself as a man and walked amongst us. That he was in the beginning, the scripture says, that he was with God and that he was God. And yet he made himself flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld his glory, the scripture says. Today that same Jesus is passing by. He is the merciful Jesus. He is the loving Jesus. He is the Jesus that forgives. He is the Jesus that provides. He is the Jesus that heals. When Jesus passes by, we must understand our need. When Jesus passes by, we must cry out. Thirdly and finally, when Jesus passes by, we must be persistent. Persistent. There is something to be said about this man's faith. He would not be denied. He demonstrated real faith. Real faith persists. Even when everyone else around us resists. The people of Jericho were lining up along the roadside. They were coming out of their shops. They were coming out of their homes. They were lining up along the street. Many people were there in anticipation to see the one named Jesus, who was the miracle worker. And this blind beggar, probably not well bathed, probably dressed in rags, was raising a commotion. Let's pick it up in verse 48. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." I can only imagine how they treated this man. The scripture says not only did they tell him to shut up, but they warned him. Can you imagine they warned him? Whether they used the back of their fist or, you know, show him the, you know what I mean? They warned him. I was warned on Friday, wasn't I, Jan? I was warned by somebody who was touching the op shop stuff before we even opened. I said, "Come on, hey, come on. You look, but don't touch with your hands." Remember, that's when you tell a toddler, don't touch with your eyes, do you? You don't look with your hands. I got abused. I got warned. That's in a whole other story, anyway. So there's going to be times in your life when the people around you will just not understand. They might tell you to be quiet. They might even warn you, like I got warned. That God doesn't care. You aren't that important to him. I can assure you that if those around you don't say it, then Satan, the enemy of your soul, is telling you, "Why are you praying like that? Just be quiet. It's not going to do any good. Why do you humble yourself that way? Why do you claim that scripture?" And the enemy of your soul will tell you God doesn't hear you and that you're a nobody. But I want to encourage you just to cry out even more. If blind Bartimaeus can get the attention of the Lord, even so we, and get a response, even so, we can get a response when we cry out to the Lord. Is there anyone here who believes that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek after him? Is there anyone here who knows that if they call upon the name of the Lord, that they will be saved? So keep shouting, keep praising, keep praying, because I know that my answer and your answer is on the way. Persistent pays. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, "And without faith it is impossible to please God. For whoever would approach him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." Hebrews 10:35-36 says, "Do not therefore abandon that confidence of yours, it brings great reward. For you need endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. Jesus was passing by for Bartimaeus, while other beggars sat on the sidelines, while others with human need allowed Jesus to pass them by on the street that day, the man named Bartimaeus was diligent. He endured. He pressed through. And then an amazing thing happened. Verse 49. So Jesus stood still. Jesus stopped. Stopped for one scruffy blind man. So let's think about that. Jesus is 7 days away from crucifixion. Jesus is 7 days away from his murder. He knew what was going to happen. It was going to be 7 days of full tribulation, of responsibilities. Jesus would have to purge the temple again. He had to meet in the upper room with the disciples. In the upper room, he would have to preach the greatest sermon ever preached. He would pray and agonize in the garden and sweat as drops of blood. And he would have to be arrested, beaten, tried, and crucified. Jesus had all of that on his heart. But he still, when he heard a sinner call his name, Jesus stopped. Jesus' disciples had no time for this man. The crowd just shouted at him, told him to shut his mouth, and they warned him. But Jesus stopped what he was doing, and he stood still for Bartimaeus. Let's pick it up in verse 49 again. So Jesus stopped. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you." Can you imagine what that must have felt like for Bartimaeus? The Son of God calls your name. The Son of God stopped for him. Isaiah 43 verse 1 says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." If he knows your name, if you, as one of his sheep of his pasture, you know his voice, that means that he cares for you. Just as surely as Jesus cared about this blind beggar called Bartimaeus, Jesus cares for you as well. You are his. You have been redeemed. He went to the cross with you on his mind. He paid the price. And maybe it was a long time ago when you first called on the name of Jesus, but he still is calling you today. Verse 50 says, "And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus." This is a picture of us all. When we came to Jesus, we had to take our robe of stain, a sin-stained robe, and cast it aside. That's what Isaiah 64 verse 6 says. All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. And that today, that healing and restoration, that healing and restored beggar said, "I don't need these beggar's garments, these rags anymore. I'm coming to Jesus." Verse 51 says, "Then Jesus said to him, 'What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do for you?' The blind man said to him, 'Teacher, let me see again.'" Bartimaeus was a real person who knew exactly what he wanted. And I believe that with all my heart today, that you are in the same position as Bartimaeus. Jesus is passing by today. He is saying, "What do you want me to do for you?" Everyone here is a real person, made by God, made for God. Everyone here can express themselves to God. However, your reserved and doubting inner self thinks that the promise and the question was specifically for Bartimaeus. John 14 verse 13 says directly and differently. Jesus was speaking to his disciples and he said, "I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me of anything, for anything, I will do it. You say, Lord, I want my son to be saved. You say, Lord, I want my daughter to be saved. Then ask. Lord, I need a healing in my body. Then ask. Lord, I want your peace. Then ask. We cannot be content to sit on the side of the road and not ask. So together, let's ask. Let's believe. Verse 52 says, Jesus said to him, Go, your faith has made you well. And immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. There are a lot of people who cry out to God. God hears, God answers. But almost as soon as the answer comes, they go on their way. Not Bartimaeus this morning. Immediately he regained his sight and he followed him on the way. Please pray with me. Lord, I sometimes open my eyes in the morning and I do not notice the sunshine, the green of the trees, the colour of my room and the warmth or the sorrow in the faces around me. If I had been blind like Bartimaeus in today's gospel, I would long to open my eyes and see all that is to be seen. I could not have enough of this light-filled world around me. Lord, give me a relish for all that my eyes can take in. Not the pre-selected shots of the television screen, but the endless varied landscape and peoplescape that surrounds me. I pray this morning, Lord, with Bartimaeus. Lord Jesus, let me receive my sight. Amen.